But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got souls, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, but hopefully not future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
There she is. Marie, before we even started, Marie, why don't you go ahead and say what your problem is, Marie? What's your problem this
week? I'm so scared, because this movie looks so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on anger management this week,
boy.
Folks. The poster is two white men up nose to nose. Nose to nose.
As you do.
And you'd think there'd be a smooch in there, but no. They look like they're screaming at each other. I feel like this is a pretty accurate representation of the way white people fight.
Oh, God.
Okay. Just up in each other's
All right,
faces.
You guys, this week we're looking at...
nose to nose.
Anger management. It was a Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler film. We did miss a movie that... two movies that Adam Sandler was in between this one and...
Bit parts?
Yeah, two bit parts. He was uncredited in The Hot Chick.
Oh my God. Who was he? Himself?
I have no idea. Okay. I never said, well, maybe we'll get
God
to that.
God forbid if we get back to that one.
Well, we'll probably go through, as soon as we finish Adam Sandler, Please Stop, you know, before the next movie,
yeah,
we might have to do...
Before Yadin Kakisa?
Yeah, we have to do
which is
Rob Schneider.
A Netflix movie.
Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider, Don't Start.
Yeah.
Will be it.
Rob Schneider.
And then
Stop.
Kevin James, Go Home.
Go Home.
We'll do those or something. And then he was also credited as, with his voice, was in the movie Pauly Shore is Dead.
Really?
And I don't know if you remember
this.
What is
that movie?
Yeah, I saw it with my friends when it came out because it
Wait,
was...
Wait, is this one you went to see in the theater?
I did not. Oh, this movie? Or Anger Management?
No, I meant Pauly Shore is Dead.
Pauly Shore is Dead was not released in theaters, Marie, so it shows what you know. It was released direct to DVD, and it was Pauly Shore's like attempt to come back.
Oh,
this
Lord.
Movie though.
Oh God, you saw it in the
I
theaters.
I saw in theaters.
What? Stop it! This is the first time he's ever used that.
And... All right.
Oh, no.
Guys, I spent a little bit of time.
Podcast has taken a turn.
Whoopity-doo!
Oh, God damn it.
You guys, I made a soundboard for the podcast.
Can you play Grand Wonder? Because I can see it.
Sure.
Good, great, grand, wonderful. Great! Just go home.
Oh,
that's your home.
Boy.
Are you too good for your
I'm
home?
I'm so
Answer
sorry
me.
To the maybe eight friends I have that listen to this.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
No. Aiken, no.
So good. I really just
yeah,
made it.
So good.
I made it to queue up some stuff to make things easier. And I decided to throw
you
some
goo.
Stuff in there.
You did goo. Goo.
I really just want goo.
When you said you saw it in the theaters.
Goo!
That's the best part. That's so stupid.
Here's the plot synopsis of this movie, you guys, so we can stop screwing around. Dave Busnick is a businessman who is wrongly sentenced to an anger management program.
Strongly and wrongly, really.
Yeah. Where he meets an aggressive instructor.
Good Lord.
Played by Jack Nicholson.
Okay. Cool. I mean, I knew this, but yes.
Yes, the budget for this film was $74 million. Marie, do you think that this movie made money or lost money?
I think it lost money.
It made money. $133 what? Million, dollars, and I was one of those people who paid to
God.
See it.
God! This explains so much about you.
Adam Sandler donated copies of this movie to the U.S. military bases supporting Operation Enduring / Iraqi Freedom, is what that's supposed to be. In the Persian Gulf.
How
as
do you
soon
feel
as it was
about
released.
That, being a veteran?
Oh, you know what?
Do you feel like this is a good movie for veterans to watch?
I am more offended by Vietnam
than this movie? I mean, one would
no,
hope.
Sorry, I screwed that up. I'm more offended by this movie than Vietnam.
Oh my God.
I'm actually less offended by people pretending to be in the military. It's an insult. Oh, not only Yikes. Do you have to, not only do you have to go to war,
then now you have to watch this movie.
Here's your goddamn entertainment.
Okay, so I'm going in blind on this one.
Yeah.
I've only seen, like, commercials for it when it's on, like, TBS or TNT, We Know Drama, or whatever the shit, like, cable channels it's played on. I've never seen it.
I saw it one time
and
in
it just
theater.
Looks so bad. And now there's, like, a spinoff on CBS or some shit.
Oh, my God.
With Charlie Sheen?
Oh, I hope not, because I saw this movie in theaters and it was awful. And God. I remember not liking it then. And that was when I was like...
There's no, they're for real. Like,
yeah, it's awful.
12 years later, they've created a television show spinoff of this.
Wasn't done with my facts, though, Marie.
Oh, keep going. Sorry.
Leanne Thigpen's last film.
Thigpen?
Yeah, Thigpen.
Who is this person?
Who's
Leanne? Wait, she don't... Who's Leanne?
Goo!
This one has gone off the rails.
Who's Leanne Thigpen?
She has many... if you let me get through Thigpen. The one thing, I get to it.
Thigpen.
She is... The film is dedicated to her memory, because she died shortly after the film was released. She has many acting credits in TV and film. She is probably best known for her work as the Chief.
The Chief?
The Chief on the TV show Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, Marie?
Oh my God.
Goo!
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Wait,
you didn't
she
know who
died?
She was, Marie. How you feel now?
Thigpen died. No, wait.
Mm-hmm.
She's dead?
She's dead, Marie. Dead. Well, now, actually, Marie, she's just a bundle of bones in the ground.
That's so sad. Listen up, gumshoes.
That's it.
God, no, not her.
Yeah.
Take Adam.
Oh, God. Whoa. Wow.
Goo!
Okay, is that the only one you have?
No, I played them all.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
I have a ton. I just like that one the best.
Okay, maybe that was harsh, but Leanne Thigpen?
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it? Ready, Marie, you're blind going into this. You ready to listen to the trailer?
I sure am.
Here we go.
Meet Dr. Buddy Rydell.
I'm Mr. Busnick's anger management therapist.
You're in anger management?
There isn't a case.
Good evening, Dave. Ready to get it on?
He can't handle.
You cracked a waitress in the face while attempting to steal a blind man's cane.
We're not even sure how blind this man really is.
Oh. May I approach, Your Honor?
Do you think you can help him?
If I can't, I'll tear him apart with my bare hands.
His methods are controversial.
Another great performance by the master of anger control.
His technique is questionable.
How about a kiss?
I'd love a kiss.
I think she's talking to me, and I think I can handle it.
And the experience will be unforgettable.
I like to sleep in the nude.
From Revolution Studios.
Woo!
Jack Nicholson.
You've got to make my breakfast.
Now, why did I do that?
Because I refused to spoon with you last night?
Adam Sandler.
Let me ask you guys something. Does size count at all? Or...
You see, this is where Gene and I always get into a heated debate. I like them when they're really big.
And I think it's better when they're enormous.
Anger management.
Remember, temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Wow.
It's
right?
already... It sounds bad.
It doesn't sound good. I don't know why I went to go see this.
You're a huge Sand fan. Really.
I am a Sandler fan, and I like Jack Nicholson. I like them both. And that's how they made movies back in the day. Two people. I honestly just thought, like, hey, Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson, like, let's put them in a movie. It's going to make a bunch of money. And they picked a script out of the pile of garbage that was done.
God. I'm scared.
Yeah,
guys,
well,
I'm so scared.
Here it is. We watched the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case there is something that we need to talk about. Marie, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's dive into Straight Garbage.
Anger Management.
Here we go! Right, 30 minutes, one third of the way. Wait, I didn't even check to see the running time.
It's 31. Oh, the total?
Yeah,
oh,
whatever. We got 30 minutes through. All right, so everything's been completely set up. Adam Sandler's character is just a normal everyday dude. We're like a series of awful events and weird. Like, everyone in this universe is not a normal human. Is that what we're supposed to believe?
100%.
Like,
nothing in this world makes sense.
Like, well,
in this weird, happy Madison post-9/11 world.
Yeah, that's another thing that we didn't expect.
So I guess 9/11 is super fresh.
Yeah.
When they're filming, it just happened.
Probably, like, it happened. Then a few months later, they started filming.
Okay,
we all remember, like, it's a good full year, right?
This came out in 2003.
So then they were filming
2001.
Yeah, so even if obviously. If they started filming like 10 months after it happened,
it's still
pretty
we're
sensitive.
Still in like the heat of like the patriotism.
Yeah,
like,
I still say
proud to be American.
It went on for at least I'm gonna say that went until 2004.
Yeah, that patriotism.
3 years. 3 years of patriotism before, like, we all, like, woke up one day, like, we snapped out of, like, a drunken,
yeah.
like,
where
a,
that
what's
song
it called
was
you get
playing
drunk after a bender.
On a loop.
Yeah. We woke up from a bender of being patriotic, and we're like, whoa, wait,
what's happening?
What have we been listening to and watching?
Just, I'm proud of being
You're
American.
American? Oh, my God.
What?
What we're trying to get at is this movie is very, like, has a lot of references to, like, the post 9/11 world. They never mention 9/11. They're just like, the country's in a hard time right now.
How dare you? How dare you? We're all having a hard time right now. That's what happens on the plane, basically.
Yes, basically.
He boards a plane, mm-hmm. and as we know, post 9/11, seating is very regimented on planes.
Yes. I don't know. There's a lot of things that don't make any sense in this movie.
The whole impetus for this, though, is like him getting in the wrong seat on a flight. Basically, someone takes a seat and they're like, "Whatever, take another one."
And
so
also
bizarre.
In this universe, that person is completely nobody says anything to that person.
That person's
like, okay.
on the wrong. But so, also this, I again. Haven't seen this. I feel like this is a bizarre, like, fake out that somehow starts at
the
plane
beginning
scene.
Of the movie.
Yeah,
or the plane scene.
It seems like all of this is building up to a surprise at a Hooters. A surprise party at a Hooters.
I can't, you know, I wish I could say, like, I don't want to spoil anything for you, Marie, but I have no idea what happens. Like, I have forgotten this movie from the past. Also because, like, at the time, Marie, when I saw this movie, 9/11, like, was still pretty fresh. and
we were in the middle of it.
And that time I'd like just finished Marine Corps basic training, so like I was at
you were the, super so proud patriotic. To be an American.
I would jerk off to just like not even full images of an American flag, just like half of like a draping half-mast. Down half mast would get me full mast, and I would shoot my fireworks off like Ben Franklin. Fucking owning slaves.
I just wanted you to keep going.
I wish like I could, but I have a hard time breathing.
It's that bad. But wait, we must. We simply
Maria
must.
Only laughed one time this whole movie.
Well, wait, no. We simply must talk about ESPN Zone.
Okay. Yes, because when that also happened, ESPN Zone was like a new thing.
We were in the middle of patriotism.
And we were like...
And ESPN Zone was the place.
To be.
The city place.
Hey, I'll ask you.
There was one in Orlando. There was one in Chicago. There was one in San Francisco.
You knew you lived in a big city when you had an ESPN Zone.
Freaking ESPN Zone.
At this time, I was...
your city was fucking trash if you didn't have an ESPN Zone.
The
From
I watched
2002
this,
to 2005.
I watched this movie in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and we didn't have an ESPN Zone, and that's how I knew I didn't live in a good city.
And that's when you wanted to leave.
Yeah, that's when
like,
I wanted to leave, yeah.
I can't go to ESPN
No, Oshkosh, Wisconsin's a great city to grow up in. Go to college. It is not for me. I think it's a great place to start a family, but I don't have a family and I have no plans, so it's not a place for me. It's not bad, Murray. It's not a bad place.
Why are we talking about Oshkosh?
Because as you will learn, Murray, sooner or later it all comes back to Oshkosh, Wisconsin,
begosh.
And then 9/11.
Oh my begosh. No, stop talking about your hometown.
I don't. It's not my hometown. I was born in Los Angeles,
oh,
California,
for
Murray.
Fuck's sake,
I was born in Los Angeles,
grew
California.
Up in Wisconsin, folks.
I lived there until I was 12, Murray, and I didn't move to. And then I moved to Wisconsin Dells, okay, which is super
Lord.
Smaller and super more carny. And I drove duck boats.
Anyway, the only time.
Also, Marie was like, was that ever a thing? Because they showed the ESPN Zone and there was TVs above the toilets. But it's 2003,
it
so like
my
the
mind.
TVs are the shitty CRTs that you can't, like, if your face is close to it, you can't see what's going on
but
anyway.
The TVs above the urinal blew my mind because, like, immediately I was like, well, I want that. It might. Bathroom.
Oh, you just sit differently on the put the.
No, but no, that. No, that's gross. That's not like sanitary. Yeah. So
why do you mean it's not sanitary?
No, to flip and then like the back like pee. No, that's no.
I don't know how girls pee. So
you'd have to put the screen in the door. I mean, that's just way too expensive.
Yeah, well, Marie, and then I told Marie that that's an actual thing now. Like, there's some bathrooms that you go to, and directly above there's like a TV that like. Shows you, like, the specials and when to come back. And
wait, is
Marie,
that real?
Yeah. And before that, Marie, there's always been advertisements above the urinal.
Well, I mean...
On pieces of paper.
On pieces
stuff.
Of paper. Papyrus.
Yeah, but no. But I now mean, we have...
Now
we've men,
advanced.
Some men places have... I mean, I
some
feel...
Some men places?
Some men places. I have a feeling it actually... Between 2008 and 2011, there were TVs above urinals. Now, any new
always
place,
or
it was like kind of an up and coming thing. I remember it being like, "Oh, TVs above the urinals!" Like we knew that it was advertisement and we knew it was stupid, but like the technology like tricked us
that
to be like,
cool.
"I will allow it. It's pretty cool." And even though, and then. So it takes you about 3 years, just the about amount of time that it takes America to get over 9/11, of you realizing, wait a minute.
Whoa, wait.
Whoa. The technology is cool, but it doesn't matter because I'm just getting the same ads. You might as well just put a piece of paper in front of my face.
Yeah.
Then we went back to it. We snapped out of it. It was like, I'm proud to be an American, and I'm proud to look at ads while I pee.
And then,
and
wait,
I won't
what?
Forget.
Wait, what?
That's exactly what
but
happened.
The fog lifted on both those situations in the same way.
Yes. Okay. We
urinals
are,
and
yes,
9/11.
Maria, we have this. You know? This is the longest podcast we will ever do, you guys. If you're just tuning in and you're like, I want to start off on anger management,
but
first
let
of all,
me go.
Fuck you. First
20
of all, fuck
minutes
you for
into
doing
the podcast. Just start right here.
But also if you start on anger management, you, like, who, when you bring up Adam Sandler, who thinks of anger management?
I sure don't.
Or Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
They were able to, like, somehow get away from this, even though it made money.
Why did they put them together? Jack Nicholson is the worst part of this movie.
He is awful. You know who the best part of the movie is?
John Turturro.
John Turturro. You know what? It just makes me, because like we talked about it in Mr. Deeds of like John.
I love him.
John Turturro elevated. Remember, Marie, we put Mr. Deeds pretty high.
Yeah,
because of John Turturro was crushing it. Like, yeah, it was one of those things like he's not in it that much, but it doesn't matter because
he's like fun and weird, and in this he's like aggressive and scary.
He's still killing
it. I'm hating him.
But you're supposed
to hate him.
Yes, we hate him. His bit is not as funny, but you know what? Like, I feel
but
like...
he's still a little bit of a goober.
We're watching it, and we're not dying. I felt like if any other person was doing this, yeah, I would be dying.
Yeah.
He's the only guy who could pull this off. Him and Tom Hanks.
And Steve Buscemi.
And Steve Buscemi. Okay. No, Steve, I don't think Steve Buscemi could pull this part off. Because he'd come off too, actually.
Too creepy. part of the reason why this has been so long is because the only time I laughed was when Bacon went to take a...
Nope, don't say that. A drink?
He just went to take a drink, and he said, oopsie doodle, when he choked a little bit on that drink. And it was literally the only thing that was funny.
I say whoopsie doodle all the time, right?
Oh, whoopsie doodle.
I love saying whoopsie doodle. So fun.
It was, that was funny. This film is not.
Do we need
to talk about anything else?
No. I mean, the movie, the one last thing I was going to say, Marie, is that this movie kind of feels like, it might have been better as like a stage play, like a one act. What?
It's so, keep going. It's just so stupid.
I think it would be a good one act.
Why?
Why don't you think it'd be a good one act?
I just don't think it's a good piece of art. Why is this a story that needs to be told?
I feel like it's kind of like you can get away with a lot more like stage stuff, like stage reality.
Yeah.
So like stage reality, things happen. You know, there's misunderstandings that in normal reality that we don't allow, and then we also don't allow in movies. So as a stage play, it actually wouldn't be that bad because like the things that he's doing we might actually find humorous.
I guess. Yeah. I don't think this is a story that needs to be told. I don't think it's
60 minutes in a certain way, maybe with a little bit of nice music, maybe a musical.
But like Adam Sandler would never write a stage play because it wouldn't make him any money.
I have a feeling that they bought this script off of somebody for $15,000 and it was this writer's biggest payday. He saw it, all his friends told him about it, but he was uncredited because otherwise he'd have to get royalties. And this is like something that he like remembers now that he made that could have been awesome, but he sold out early.
He sold out to Adam Sandler.
Wow. That story of that man's life and that...
Write that.
I should write that
guy. You should write that guy.
That's a two-act. There's a slight intermission. They flash the lights. Yeah. Just, like, enough time to barely pee while looking at
that's not a musical, TV. That's really.
Let's watch this movie.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Stop card.
You guys are the kitty cat. You guys.
It's just a little babushka.
You guys, there's a big old fat orange kitty cat. It's so fat. And they put it in a like knitted sweater and a little hat. It's so cute.
And as they were putting the hat on and the little ties were tying, Megan was like, like the tighter the tie got, the cuter Bacon thought it was. And then when he finally tied the bow, he was like,
You guys, this cat represents us after 9/11.
No, no, no. We were so... No, no.
Let's watch the rest of the movie. Let's watch the rest.
Go back to the movie. Did you?
Decided together that this is going to be the second stop, and the next one's just going to be the third, and that's going to be it. Oh boy, Marie.
It's so horrible.
I mean,
I don't even know what's happening anymore. Nothing makes sense. Can we just start talking about Woody Harrelson showing up?
Yeah, Woody Harrelson shows up and does an amazing job as playing a transvestite prostitute.
Why was this needed?
Oh, I feel like every movie could use a little bit of Woody Harrelson. Could use
Woody Harrelson showing up.
Yeah, why not?
It wasn't necessary.
Oh, it's completely unnecessary. But do you find it offensive, Marie?
It wasn't up until he got out of the car and he's like, whatever, assholes. Yeah. Like,
I feel like if you ask somebody who maybe identifies as transgender, I don't know. I think we'd have to ask them. Like, I would like to know at least one person's feelings on that.
I mean, I don't agree, but we can move on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, neither of us are that person, so we can't say. But Woody Harrelson is great. I only have one point. Adam Sandler represents all of us after 9/11.
No, okay? Bacon.
We
stop.
All didn't understand why someone didn't like us so much. That's why nothing in the movie makes sense, because we are Adam Sandler in this situation. We're trying to figure out what's going on, and we're realizing. Who we are. This movie, even though it's awful, is a masterpiece of representing what was going on at the time.
It's really, really not. It's really...
Why, Marie?
Why?
Yeah. How do you feel about Adam Sandler? I feel like in every episode we get to a point where it's like, the movie's dumb, but how is Adam Sandler? And so far, the only two movies... I mean, we've ranked the movies have been bad, and some of them have been good too. But I feel like there's only been two movies that I could say like Adam Sandler is not giving his all and not doing a good job. And I'll say Little Nicky and Eight Crazy Nights are those only two.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this movie is in that category of Adam Sandler is not caring, or he's doing a bad job?
I think he's doing a bad job, but I think he's caring. That's kind of the weird part.
So it's definitely not on the level of Little Nicky and...
It's not on the level of Little Nicky.
And
no.
Eight Crazy Nights. But it's not...
He's like trying. Like, the fact that he has Jack Nicholson, I think, is big. And Marissa Tomei as his girlfriend's like a big star.
What I'm saying about his acting.
I think he's doing
the same bit the entire time.
Yeah, he's doing the same like one note, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Acting the entire
time. But that's just his character.
But
what's called for.
Yeah. I feel like he cares. I just feel like it's really bad. Like, it's still shitty. It's still shitty acting.
But I will say that I feel like this movie is a product of its time.
Yeah, the weird stuff about, like, body image that we just watched with Heather Graham.
Yep.
Is, like, this model, like, woman he's picking up at a bar because Jack Nicholson makes him.
Yeah.
And then she's like... Do you think I'm too fat? And he's like, no, you're not gooey.
Goo. Goo. Oh, no, it's not on. Goo.
And then she, like, plays this mind trick on him where she's, like, eating and she's like, stop calling me fat. Oh, wait, I'm too skinny?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's definitely a product of the early 2000s.
I'm going to lotion up my neck. Anything, Marie, before we get going?
No, that's it. Those are our observations.
Let's... finish this out and slightly break the own rules of our podcast.
I still have a stop, so we'll see.
Marie still has a stop.
Burn in hell!
See,
that pretty girl in the mirror there?
What mirror where?
Who could that attractive girl be?
Who, which one, where, hum?
Such a pretty face, such a pretty face, such a pretty face, such a pretty face.
Yes.
I feel stunning.
You feel stunning.
And entrancing.
And entrancing.
You like running and dancing for joy.
For I love my pretty, wonderful.
What the hell was that? It just got worse and worse.
Yep.
By the moment.
Yeah. But this is a different kind of worse than we've ever experienced. Would you agree, Marie?
I'm so low.
Really?
I feel so low.
Really? No, as low as you felt, like, after 8 crazy nights?
It's close.
No.
It's close.
No.
It just was, like, incrementally, like, but bad.
Oh, you guys couldn't see what Murray was doing.
They could hear, though.
Yeah, but they didn't see where you went.
Hey, Macon, do you want to talk about Don Draper's wife?
You
keep mentioning her.
Don Draper's wife is in this movie.
January Jones.
Show goo. I will say this, and this is
not... Are you not a fan?
Oh, I am a huge fan.
You a fan of Jan?
Oh, God, she is amazing. I think she's a great actress.
Okay, so you're, like, excited to see her in this. I couldn't really tell.
I think she is beautiful. What do you got, Murray?
Oh, we flipped out over what was clearly a recycled Big Daddy set.
Oh, my God.
The rooftop.
That was so long ago.
Yes. It was exactly the same as Big Daddy. It was literally just Big Daddy's rooftop.
Yep.
Like, New York City rooftop set.
Exactly the same.
Recycled.
Yeah, but you know what they did?
So nothing was changed.
They took that and they must have, like, put it in front of a different green screen or put different green screen people in charge. Because the green screen there was so bad.
There's, like, a minimum 30 bad green screens in this film.
Yes, so many bad green screens. So much awful. Hey, can we talk about also, Marie, that you were correct? Like, this movie was a setup from the beginning. You called it.
Bizarre setup.
Yep.
It just, from the start, it felt too weird. And also, even when it ends and she's like, oh, I met Jack Nicholson's character in a bar. This is Marissa Tomei, the girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's like, and we both agreed that you have issues. Like, what the fuck?
He never met him.
Right.
He doesn't know that. Also, that's not how psychology works.
No, it's not how psychology works.
One person says the other person is wrong? No.
We knew this in 2003.
Yes.
So there's no excuse.
How do you feel? So, like, how do you feel? What?
The bizarre twists of, like, Jack Nicholson's doctor character, like, taking Adam Sandler's girlfriend out to dinner and fake being with her is so bizarre because the span of action has taken place over maybe 5 hours.
Yes.
So far.
Yes.
So, like,
the whole movie is over 2 weeks.
Is happening, like, the end sequence, though, is happening in the span of a day. In 24 hours, Adam Sandler breaks up with his girlfriend. They agree to see different people. Jack Nicholson dates her to piss Billy, or I just call him Billy Madison, Adam Sandler, off to get him to propose at a baseball game the following evening. Like, it's so insane.
No, it's impossible.
It's absolutely...
It's impossible.
Out of control.
And that doesn't
That's
even,
a day!
That doesn't even match the way... The movie also says that its entire universe takes the place over 2 weeks. And what you just explained doesn't follow that 2 week thing at all. And at the very end of the movie, Adam says something about them, like, doing all that in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What?
That's all my notes. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
What?
Well, we laughed
real... Grin on her face.
We laughed real hard when Don Draper's wife and the girlfriend comes in and she goes, there's this, like, random C plot character, the woman at the table, where she's like, oh my god, that's Stacy and Gina.
Yeah, I love her.
I didn't know how to describe her.
Yeah.
Because we just see her for a hot second.
This one woman who looks like a toe in a muumuu says, oh my god, it's Stacy and Gina, like that. And then the husband goes, who? And then she goes,
nobody.
Nobody. And then immediately looks down and starts cutting her plate. Very funny.
It was a good joke.
All right, Marie Maloney, it is time to rank these films, okay? And finally, we have diverged the last couple episodes.
Yes, we have.
I feel like the entire time, though, we have agreed about the movies, but we have a different... The only difference is, like, how they vary.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay, so let's just go through yours. Going from best to worst, you have The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds, Punch Drunk Love, Big Daddy, The Waterboy, Bulletproof, Going Overboard, Little Nicky, and 8 Crazy Nights.
God, this is hard. I don't know. I'm shocked that this got hard.
This is a very... The part really got so hard.
I am, though.
Because these movies are bad. Can we get Maria a boyfriend anytime? It might really help the fucking podcast.
I'm really struggling with whether this is worse than Little Nicky or better than Little Nicky.
Ooh, okay.
That's why it's hard.
That's not that hard.
It is hard.
No, that's at the bottom of the heat. That's at the bottom of the barrel. Doesn't I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It's a deal to me. Ah, shit. Okay, it's worse than Going Overboard. It's not as bad as Little Nicky.
Wow. Wow. It's worse than Going Overboard.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. I hate this film.
All right, Marie, so that actually puts you, that puts Anger Management at 10, only ahead of Little Nicky and 8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah, that feels right.
Wow. All right, this is, it's really weird how much we have just went off on different trails.
Yeah?
This is my favorite.
Shut the jokes. Fuck up.
If somebody was driving and listening to this, they swerved off the road.
No, I literally blinked and was like, shut up.
No, not even fucking close. I am going to go ahead and, for me, I'm going to put it at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to put it at 7.
So what is this better than?
It is better than The Waterboy, but it's not as good as Big Daddy.
Oof. Wait, we didn't talk about the You Can Do It callback.
Exactly. That's why it's worse.
Rudy Giuliani.
He does a callback to the You Can Do It thing.
Yes.
So, like, now the whole, like, any movie
Happy
that Adam
Madison
Sandler, yeah,
is universe it, will always reference Waterboy.
You Can Do It.
You Can Do It. But and not
the,
other films.
And the thing is, we went back and we watched that movie and we're like, we used to think the You Can Do It was so funny.
And it's and not.
It's not. Because it doesn't make any sense. We were just in a time where,
it's
like, catchphrases were great.
Yeah, a random sex joke where it's just like, hey, fuck!
It's so bizarre. It was a weird time. Yeah, and it doesn't translate. And now that it's, like, so many iterations away from that, it's even worse.
It's so bad.
It's bad. So, this is... Did I already say my order? No, it is number one, going from best... No. Yeah.
Wait,
going,
you put it before Waterboy. Before,
yes.
But
let's
do
go.
You maybe want to put it after Waterboy?
No, I don't. We're going to go. Actually, I'm going to say mine worst to first.
Okay.
Worst to first is 8 Crazy Nights, Little Nicky, Going Overboard, Bulletproof, The Waterboy, Anger Management, Big Daddy, Mr. Deeds, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, The Wedding Singer, Punch Drunk Love.
Okay.
I feel like it fits in there. I feel like it's better than The Waterboy.
God, I feel like it's so much worse than The Waterboy.
Well, you think it's worse than Bulletproof.
Yes. Bulletproof, at least they shot a sandwich.
No, but you hate it, right?
I mean, it hurt, but yeah. It's a little funny.
We're also, we're going to get it. This ranking isn't the most important thing. I feel like after we do the ranking, we'll be able to, like, just make groups where it's, like, good, great, grand,
yeah,
wonderful, or something like that.
Good, bad, worse, terrible.
All right, next week.
Yeah, what's on the docket?
Ooh, Marie, do you not know?
I don't.
51st Dates.
51st
I ruined an awesome surprise. 51st Dates.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I did not know that either until I looked right now. 51st Dates.
I love
that movie.
I have very fond memories of it.
I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
This might pull us out.
I really love 51st Dates.
Okay, well, tune
in. The Hawaii aspect.
Oh, yes.
It's a character in and of itself.
Oh, God. Okay, you guys, tune in next week. Find out if 51st Dates is as good as we remember it.
Well, thanks for joining us. Adam Sandler.
Please stop.
Please
stop.
Oh my God, it's Stacy and Gina.
Who?
Nobody.